time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Early Morning Snowblower Operator. You bought it on sale in July and couldn't wait to fire that bad boy up at the first sight of a few flakes. It's a Sears Super Snow Blaster, the Corvette of snowblowers.
You really wish you got the car.
You, Mr. Early Morning Snowblower Operator, believe in absolute power and the absolute right to wake the neighbors at 6 a.m. to the sounds of thunderous snow throwing.
Give me something to throw.
Oh, would somebody please put sugar in his gas tank?
That would be pretty sweet, yeah.
So the next time you want to sleep in, only to be shaken by the sounds of snow-covered sidewalk power sculpting, open a window and extend a single-finger salute to Mr. Early Morning Snowblower Operator, a real American hero.
Mr. Early Morning Snowblower Operator.
Great, this guy just got a riding lawnmower for Christmas.
Ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's February 23rd. And we're here in the studio. We've got a phone guest coming up soon. And the fighting continues in Libya. And apparently a jet crashed there where there were a couple pilots that were ordered to bomb certain areas like oil fields and shit.
What?
Like this. Yeah, because Gaddafi now is trying to damage his own oil supplies and shit like that. You know, I don't know what his thinking is behind this, but that's what he's doing. So I guess a couple of pilots actually parachuted out of a plane and let it crash rather than go and bomb their own shit and their own people.
You know, I pray for them. And, I give it up for the people that have to stand in the middle. It's just, I don't have, and I don't know about you, maybe more so than me, but, I mean, most people, we have no concept of what that's like.
No.
You have to make...
No.
You know, when right and wrong, if you do what's right, it costs you something so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just when doing the good thing, it's not only is it not fun and it's hard, it actually costs you something so much. It costs so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I mean, that's what happens with dictatorships. You know, people suffer for years and years, and then finally they've had enough.
Yeah.
And... So, but like I said, it's not going to be as easy. He's not going anywhere for a while. And, he'll probably end up being assassinated or something. Who knows?
Mm.
Yeah. So,
well, my heart goes out to them. My prayers go out to them. And I'm sure a lot of people, just everyone everywhere, that this is just such a huge revolution. And there's just so much, you know, growing pains and chaos and madness. It's just like, I can't imagine being in the middle of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine living in that kind of, you know, under that kind of a regime and having no freedom at all.
Mm.
You know? And, so you have to feel bad for those people, but I guess they decided finally to rise up and do something about it. So anyway, good morning, Kara. Welcome to the show.
This is what I have to say.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So I just discovered that the Frontier 50 for 2011 is coming out next month. Okay?
That'd be nice, Sam.
We better be there.
We better be nice
That's
to
all
them.
I
like,
can
let's
say.
Stop
we
talking some shit
there.
For some. You guys, if we don't get this because Sam screwed us hardcore because he talks some major trash on the air. You know?
I do not. That's not true. I'm free to criticize sometimes.
Hey, you know what? It's not the end of anything. It would be a great honor to be a part of it again, and if not, no big deal.
But if we're not part of it, then you're probably right. Maybe I caused it. No, I don't think so.
No, I mean, it's okay. The show goes on either way, right?
I don't think they sit there and listen to everything we say. You know,
I mean,
really
wouldn't
don't.
It be funny if, like, the show that they randomly audit is the one where you're like, and they chose this other internet radio station, stupid assholes. I'm like, isn't this the publication that highlighted our show? I don't care. It's like you get pissed about the station not getting its recognition, and then our show got recognition by them.
Right.
And because the station doesn't get recognition, our show now is going to lose its recognition because you're pissed. I just want to let you know I've already connected the dots.
I
already see how much I'm going to hate you if we don't get this spot. Like, if you could have just shut your mouth for once. Throw your little tantrum.
No, that's not going to shut my mouth.
I know it's
nothing
not.
Is.
It's just like, oh, he's rattling off. Damn it. We lost it, but that's okay. You know, it was even being part of it the first time was ecstatic. I mean, I got the phone call from Sam, and you were like, oh, I just got back from the Talkers Convention. And if you go again, I want to go.
I called you from New York, actually.
You called from New York, and I didn't even get it. And he called from New York. He's like, we're in this list. I'm like, you got to be shitting me. I think I was just like a month and a half into being on the show. And it was just
actually
like,
less than a month, I think.
I take full credit for it, though.
Take full credit. Well, at the time, you gave me the credit, but now you've earned it.
I think now,
you fucking earned it.
Well, who knows? I don't know. Obviously, it's fun to just act like you did it, like me. I mean, it's fun to take credit. It's vanity, but I don't know. Who knows?
No, but I mean, you stuck around. So, okay, let's say that this year you will have earned it, you know?
Definitely. Well, Sam, it wasn't Sam in the Morning or Sam and some other co-host. It was Sam and Kara in the Morning.
Sam and Kara.
So, it was definitely the show that they audited was us.
Yes, yes.
They didn't know I was only on it for a month.
That's absolutely true.
So
that's
it was
why
our
I'm
show.
Saying you should take credit.
Yeah.
Where credit's due,
but I mean, I also realized that at the time I was just like, shit, let's roll with this. I don't know.
You're just here for the ride.
Riding along. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think it says something.
It does. It does. It really does. Yeah. You know, I mean, maybe they knew something that we didn't, you know, that you'd stick around here for all of 2010.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? Yeah, that's funny. Going on year two. Wow.
Yeah. So last night I'm watching TV and I'm surfing the channels and I land on Piers Morgan.
Okay.
Now, I got to tell you, I can't stand this fucking guy.
Really?
Okay. I think he's pompous. He's conceited. And he's got nothing to show for it. I don't think he's got any reason to be conceited because he's an asshole.
Okay.
But he had Hugh Hefner on with his fiance.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. Now, this chick is like drop-dead gorgeous, obviously.
Well, they all are. Well, kind of.
But no, really. I mean, she is. But the way she laughs, man, it's like you want to kill yourself.
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah, it was bad. It was nails on a blackboard type of a thing. You know.
Wow, she looks so much older than she is.
Yeah, she's what, 24, 25, right? Yeah, but she's all made up and everything, you know. Who knows how much work she's already had done.
24? I don't even think she's 24.
She's 24, 25.
She looks like in her 30s or 40s in this picture.
No,
I mean, she
impossible.
Looks good, but it's like everything looks... she looks a lot older. That's weird.
It's all the makeup and the way they carry themselves and that, but... You know, I mean, the thing is, you look at this guy, and I gotta say, man, he's exceptionally ugly, you know?
He's old.
Yeah, well, even when he was young, I don't think he was that handsome, but he is old, and, you know, it's like you sit there, and how can he... I guess he doesn't really care that people say she's with him for the money and for the fame and
stuff.
I
mean, nobody...
He's used to it already, you know?
Yeah, he's over it. He doesn't care.
Yeah. So now his previous marriage, he also married a centerfold, and that was like, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. So his son from that marriage was on the show as well.
Really?
Now he seemed to be like 17, 18 years old or something. And he was sitting there. But what occurred to me is that he's got a beautiful mother, but yet he's not that handsome.
Oh, the kid.
Yeah. So you have to realize that. You know, or to conclude that the ugly part comes from his dad.
That's really funny. You know? Sam, that's mean but funny. It's mean.
No, it's true, though. I mean, his mom is beautiful.
Okay.
You know, so you would expect him to be pretty handsome.
Hey, look, here's what we're going to do. You get a couple people together. One's got money, so they look hot, and the other one has got a lot of work done, so they look hot.
Right.
But then they, you know, you take away the fake hair and all the plastic surgeries, and then their real kid comes out. You're like, oh, shit, this is our real genetics right here.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, interesting, related to that, I saw in USA Today yesterday that they had a little survey asking women what do they prefer, a man that's well-dressed or a man with a lot of money. It was almost by 3-1 that women preferred well-dressed men. Yeah. So, yeah, but that's kind of hard to imagine.
Well, I think it's hard to see that if a man is not well-dressed, I mean, if he looks like a homeless bum.
Well, but yeah, there's something in between, though. You know what I'm saying? But I can't imagine. I think they all fucking lied, man.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's bullshit. Everybody's got their price, man.
Well, I think it's more about if a guy doesn't appear to have money and doesn't appear to have himself taken care of,
right,
then the guy that looks well-dressed is going to be more physically attractive, right?
I see.
So you're going to be, this guy looks like he's kind of putting forth a little effort, you know?
Yeah.
Like Tracy's always funny. She talks about guys sometimes. She's like, he looked like he just rolled out of bed.
Right.
Didn't brush his teeth.
Uh-huh.
She's like, he could have put on a nice sweater. I'm like, this isn't 1982, but it's funny. She's like, he could have combed his hair. It's funny, you know?
Yeah. She's pretty critical of people, huh?
No, she's funny. It's all in humor. Yeah, she's not. Yeah. She's got a very big heart.
No, no, I know that. Yeah. I know that. But as a, I think as a comedian, you tend to criticize
people. She makes
people,
fun of, you know, she makes fun of guys that gain weight because she says, you know, she's not a small girl, but she says guys are always so critical of women's bodies, so she doesn't care about making fun of guys in that way. But she'll be like, oh yeah, I ran into such and such the other day. Looks like he's been into the sandwiches. She's like, someone's been into the sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know, because.
So, and that's because guys prefer thin women? Is that why?
Well, no, she's just making fun of, like, you know, guys that gain weight and haven't taken care of themselves.
Right.
She's like, yeah, they've been into the sandwiches. Like, I always picture, like, a cookie jar filled with sandwiches and, like, the guy's putting his grubby paw in there and pulling out a pastrami on rye.
Yeah.
No, she's just making fun of, like, you know, guys can get to a place where they're like, you know, they're not the beauty and they don't give a crap and they just, you know, eat what they want and they feel entitled to eat what they want and they're just and then they just wear what they want and they're just like, I'm hot. I don't care. I'm hot. Like, they're that delusional, some guys are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those guys. I mean, I'm related to a few of them. And, you know, and but they, yet they're very critical on women. So it's stupid. It's a double standard.
Yeah. I know, some people don't have a right to be critical.
Like, my brother is very, he's very critical of my body, as far as, like, if I've gained weight or if I lose weight, he'll always mention it.
Really?
And my brother's, like, fat, so I'm always like,
maybe he wants a skinny sister.
I'm kind of like, I've never been the kind of pounds that you're pushing. Like, I fluctuate 10 pounds, maybe 15, and yet you've been into the sandwiches, so you need to relax. He's not fat now, but he's worked out a lot. He's lost a lot of weight. But
really?
He's always been a heavier dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the rest of your family? Do you have any skinny people there? Or,
Yeah, my dad's side, all my aunts are really petite. They're little and tiny, you know, tiny women, like 5 feet, 5 feet two, 4'11", that kind of thing.
Oh,
and
I
little
see.
Women. Really? Very beautiful women.
Mm.
And my dad's kind of shorter and stocky, like really beefy. Mm-hmm. My mom was like 5'8", though, or 5'7".
Mm.
And she just looks very similar body type, like very curvy boobs, blonde curly hair, you know, just very that kind of look.
I see.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very good.
It's funny, though. My mom is so skinny now.
Really?
It's very weird.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't really keep in touch that much, and I didn't see her for 8 years and things like that, but she had, you know, growing up, she got, you remember when stomach stapling came out?
Yes.
That's before the lap band and everything.
Right.
She got her stomach stapled, and just because, you know, she wanted to lose weight, I guess, and, I mean, you can't eat a lot when you have your stomach stapled. They minimize it so much. So we would go out to restaurants and eat, and my mom all the time would, like, get on her fifth bite and still try to go to buffets and eat.
Right.
And start to get sick and go to the bathroom and throw up.
Right.
And it's like, Mom, you know what? You can only eat 5 bites. Let's not go to a buffet.
Right.
Okay? You can't do food like you used to anymore. We'd go out to restaurants, and she would get sick and throw up. And then she'd go to the manager of the restaurant and complain
about the food?
That she got food poisoning in the 15 minutes she was sitting there.
Yeah.
And we'd get our meals for free. Isn't that totally white trash?
It is.
So wrong.
It is.
She's like, oh, this food is disgusting. I already threw it up.
Really?
I can't do this. I can't do this. And then we'd get like free food.
She's a piece of work, that mother.
Oh my gosh,
man.
She have no clue.
Yeah.
And so then she got the stuff, the staples taken out.
Can we talk to her on the phone sometime?
Oh yeah, we can. I don't know if I've got her number on me.
No, not right now.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh my gosh, if she, you know, we should just give her a call. I'll find it in a second. But listen, after our guest. So listen, she also, we went to, so she got her stomach staples out.
Mm.
Okay.
Right.
And then so she's, you know, got back into the sandwiches, ate a lot. And got really heavy.
Right.
And then she got a new kind of procedure done on her stomach again. And it, this time it was like a new form of whatever. I don't know. I can't keep up.
Right.
So she got it done again. And it's like she lost so much weight. And you go to see her and she's like this woman that if she hadn't been, you know, done a lot of pills and drugs and if she had taken care of her body, mm-hmm. she would look like a really beautiful woman because she's just a pretty, you know, pretty woman.
Mm.
But she looks so much older than she is because right. of all that damage that she did to herself. And not to mention she's so thin, you mm. know, which just doesn't look good on certain people. Like she's not supposed to be little.
Right.
Like some people are naturally little and it fits
yeah.
them. And some people, they look better
so
at.
She looks like gaunt and.
Yeah, like her fingers and, are like little bony and. She's skinny and her lip, everything's sunken in and you're mm. like, and she, I remember her being very supple and, you know, boobs and cheeks and, you know, really life, a lot of full of life, you know,
right.
and now it doesn't, she doesn't look like that at all. Mm. It's really sad actually, but she's skinny. She's really skinny.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I think we shouldn't call her as a surprise. I think you should prepare her for it.
No.
Yes.
No, okay. Let me break this down.
Yes.
She's not all the way there. So I don't
right.
know if we call her, if she's going to be lucid or if she's going to be gone.
Right.
If she doesn't get it. Okay. I'll say, Mom, you're live on the air. What? Oh, my gosh, Kara. I'm on the air right now? Mom, you're on the radio. You got to be shitting me. This is ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. Can't believe it. Okay. So anyway, what's that? What's that? What's going on? You know, she's going to be like so into it.
Yeah. But
yeah.
that's what I'm saying. You should let her know in advance.
Dude,
you know?
Listen.
Dude.
Okay,
okay. You know your mom.
Yeah. It's not going to go down. She's not even going to remember if I tell her to get ready for
I
it.
See.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, we'll do it in a future show. And
it's very funny, though. I do love her. I know I'm making a lot of jokes about her, but I love her.
She's, yeah, no, I mean, she sounds very interesting and intriguing.
She's
me.
Very, she's actually very endearing, as crazy as she is,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
She's, she still thinks she's really hot, and she doesn't want to be tied down by a
How
man.
How old is she now?
She's, like, in her 49.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your mom's younger than me.
Yeah, or she's 50.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
Wow.
49 or 50. Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird. Kara, are you ever going to get married, okay? Are you ever going to get married for once in your life? It's like, Mom, you know what?
Wait a minute. So how old was she when she had you?
I think she's like
20. Like really young.
Like 20 or 21. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was young. She's crazy.
Okay, so she's a little bit over 50, I think.
No, no.
You're almost 30.
No, I'm 29. So
okay,
20 years later
okay.
is, you know.
All right.
So, yeah, that's 49.
Okay.
So 54, 40, somewhere
yeah.
in there.
Wow. Actually, my mom had me at that age, too.
Really?
Yeah, so it shouldn't be a surprise. But, yeah, I guess back then, you know, people were having kids very early in life.
What if I tell her, hey, Mom, I went on a date the other day with a guy that's 47. That is ridiculous, Kara. I can't believe that shit. Oh, my gosh, you're so crazy. Well, is he hot? I mean, I cannot believe you are going on a date with guys that are almost your mother's age.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy, Kara.
I
mean, so is he rich, Kara? Does he have some money? Does he have money for you? It's like, Mom, you know, he's just whatever, he's normal. But that's some bullshit, Kara. You know, you go on dates with guys that old if they're not packing some heat. She's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's funny. She was married to this guy who was old Southern North Carolina, and he took really good care of her.
Mm-hmm.
This was like two husbands ago, or no, it was the last husband. And they had like a nice house, nice thing. She was playing house. She's still crazy, but, you know, I thought this was going to work. And then she just gets erratic, and she divorces him, and... It's like, why are you divorcing him? She's like, Kara, okay, your mother is still hot, okay? Your mother still has it, okay? And he never wanted to go out, and he never wanted to do anything, and that is bullshit to me, because I'm going to go out, I'm going to sing karaoke, I'm going to go out and meet people. I can't sit in the house. So your mother's still hot, okay? Your mother is hot. I can't be tied down, Kara. Do my own thing.
I guess we don't have to call her anymore. We have her right here.
No, because I have to call her because she gives me more material.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny because I got a phone call from my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
This was like last year. And he said, he said, I think mom's in the hospital. She OD'd. Mm. And I was like, shit, you know, and we couldn't find out what hospital. I didn't know what happened. And my brother found this out through MySpace because really? One of her neighbors. Anyway, so finally my mom calls me and I said, Mom, are you okay? Miles's friend found out on something through MySpace that you OD'd and went to the hospital. She goes, hell no, Kara. I didn't OD. I had a level 4 stage pneumonia, okay? Your mother had level 4 stage pneumonia, Kara, you know? And the ambulance came and it took me to the hospital and I got out and I had to be on a respirator, but I am home now. I'm going to kill that brother of yours for spreading my business like that. I said, Mom, he couldn't find you. Your phone was turned off. And he found it on MySpace, okay? He's like, oh, I'm hot, Kara. I'm pissed.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Crazy woman, huh?
Yeah. Crazy woman.
She's kind of endearing because she really does. She wants to be 20,
yeah.
And she wants to just party and be, and she wants to have fun and and laugh and be around people.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, crazy too. So
yeah.
That's
it. I imagine her to be older because you've said she's been through so much, you know, and that. But
I mean, I know people that are young that have been through a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. There's some people that live hard, Sam. Mm. I know this girl who's just like so sweet and conservative. And she's, you know, in the 12-step programs for alcohol. And I was like, oh, what was your bottom, like your rock bottom that you went through? And she told me, this is a girl that's 23.
Right.
She was high on some capacity ever since she was like 14.
Wow.
Whether it was weed or pills or drinking or whatever, ecstasy. Mm. She was always every day high for years. And she did some crazy shit and broke into a fast food place and cut her foot open and all the stuff. She was barefoot, just crazy stuff. And she's like doing amazing now. She's just so beautiful and so full of life, but she's only 23 and you're like, really?
Really? She's been through so much.
So much. I mean, you just having to kick something like that and get past it and grow and being, having been, you know, inebriated on some level or high for years.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
23, huh?
23.
Wow. That's a lot of pain inside. That's a big hole she's trying to fill.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, she's doing great now.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, there's some people that have seen some shit. You know? I have a really good friend of mine. His name's Brian, and he's the funniest guy in the world. He is a little bit crazy himself. A little's an understatement. But he's a little unstable. But he is just so full of love and life. He will give you the last dollar, his shirt off his back. Mm. But he loves to party, and he loves to get crazy. And, you know, he's always working an angle, and he has some job he's doing off of Craigslist, and he did this one house cleaning job where the guy was gay, and Brian saw that he had this weird thong and a cowboy hat, and he said, Brian's like, I'll put that on and clean your house for an extra $150.
Really? He
and
told him
Brian,
that?
No, Brian offered to make an extra $150, and the guy's like, yeah, because Brian's in amazing shape. He's kind of like a model.
Really?
So Brian puts on this crazy thong puts on a cowboy hat and cleans this guy's whole house. And the guy just kind of looked at him, and Brian didn't give a shit. He's like, I'll take that extra $150.
Yeah, so did he pay him that money? Wow.
Brian's always like, hey, I gotta go. I'm going to my focus group.
I told you, everybody's got a price, man.
Dude. But he doesn't hide it. And Brian, I'm like, where are you going, Brian? He's like, oh, I gotta go to my focus group. I got a focus group right now. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I got to figure out something about cars. I got to pretend I have a certain car. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I got to pretend I drink this alcohol. He's always signing up for these focus groups for things he doesn't do. Like he doesn't have this cell phone. He doesn't have this kind of car. He's not in the medical field.
Right.
Like these real, that pay like $500 focus groups. And Brian's, he's like pretending he's a doctor or some shit.
Really?
Or like he's in the medical field or he has this background and he's going to these focus groups all the time and it's just cracking me
really?
Up.
Really? He makes money that way.
Well, randomly he does because they're all random.
Right.
But I ran into him, you know, there's a grocery store right by my house because we live in the same neighborhood. There's a grocery store right by my house and so funny. So I ran into him there and he was checking out. In front of me, I was like, Brian, he's like, hey, what's up, Kara? Da, da, da. We start chatting. And he's like, oh, man, I got to go. He's like, Kara, I can't talk anymore. I got to go to work. And he grabs his bag and he leaves. And the bag is a big bag of vodka. And he's like, I'm going to work. I'm late. And he grabs it and he just leaves.
Really?
Isn't that hysterical?
Yeah.
He's a mess. But I'm telling you, heart of gold. It's like sometimes people are jacked up, but sometimes they still get it. You know, they have like, they get what matters.
Yeah.
Even though they're kind of got a death wish.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a little bit tired. I forget my coffee in the car.
Oh no! You want to go to a coffee? You want to go to a break?
Sure. You want to take a coffee break?
I mean, do you...
during a fucking radio show.
No, Isaac. You want to go to a commercial and go run down there and get it?
No, no. I'm not gonna do that. I'm just telling you that I'm a little like I'm not fully awake yet.
That's funny.
But yeah, so.
So what? Go back to Piers Morgan. What makes him arrogant to you?
Well, he was on Howard Stern as well. And,
yes, he was on Howard Stern?
He was on Howard Stern after Howard Stern was on his show.
Okay.
And he starts saying how, Howard Stern claims he's the king of all media. So now Piers Morgan comes and says, no, I'm the king of all media. I've done this. I've done that. You know, back in Britain, back in this, back in that. And... he criticizes people and shit, you know. So I just think in America we don't like arrogant people like that.
Yeah, right. We love arrogance here. This is the kind of people.
We do.
These are the kind of people. No, I mean, these are the kind of people we love to like Donald Trump. Like
we
they
like
love,
like an underdog and stuff.
No,
like
I love
that.
An underdog story, but I'm saying, the U.S. has this. You know, we like the winners. We like to tear them down. We like to build them up. We like the arrogant stuff, like the Donald Trump attitude, and we like to make fun of his comb over and just. It's like.
Yeah, but not many people like him. I mean, we're fascinated with him, but I don't know that people necessarily like him.
Well, I mean, don't you think anybody kind of going, "I'm the king of all media, regardless of who you are," that's arrogant.
Yeah.
Because.
No, but if it's true, it's true. You know, I mean, the thing is, it was started as a joke, but the truth is that Howard Stern has done a lot. You know,
so is Larry King.
Movie,
I mean, Larry
books.
King's not going around saying he's the. He's
no, Larry King has been only in radio and TV. He has not made movies.
But I mean, talk about his. Okay, maybe you're right as
music,
far as. But
you know,
I'm talking more about like his magnitude, like his height.
Right.
You know, I mean, Larry King is Larry King.
Right.
You know, I don't think Piers Morgan has the same. You know,
not even close. They're not even in the same league.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't mean that Piers Morgan hasn't done more. It just means his brand is not as big. But you don't hear Larry King, tooting his own horn.
No, that's true. I just don't think that Morgan is likable. You know, I don't know. Maybe
really?
It's just me. But, you know, he's got that smirk on his face, and I just want to slap and bitch slap the man.
Aggressive, Sam.
Yeah.
You're so aggressive.
So do you want to repeat what Tracy said about me? Or
okay, yes. So Tracy McDonald, comedian who was on the show for our anniversary show.
Yeah, she's Kara's friend.
Very good friend.
She's been here a couple times.
Been here a few times. I met her on the show. We became buds. When we did the show the other day, she left and we were in the car and she goes, I never realized how cute Sam is.
Ah.
I said, really? And she goes, yeah, he's actually...
That's flattering.
She's like, he's in pretty good shape. He doesn't look his age, and he's got a good voice.
Wow.
I said, oh, well, I'm going to have to tell him, because he's going to freaking... It's going to make his damn day.
It
hardcore.
Will. Yeah, it will. I'm just surprised it's taken her so long to figure it out.
Well, I mean, whatever. I don't think she goes to bed dreaming about you or anything. I just think...
Well, you don't
like,
know that. You don't know
I
that.
I don't know that, but I don't think so. She'd tell me. She'd tell me, oh my gosh, I had a dream about Sam last night. She would tell me something like that. I just think she was like, wow, you know, like, took a second look and was like, okay.
Took a second look, huh?
You know.
I'll show you.
I'll show
second
you.
Second look.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, well, thank you, Tracy. I really appreciate that.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's
going to
love it.
If only other people said kind things about me, that would be great. Make my
Don't people say nice things
week.
To you?
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, usually people don't come to you and tell you you're cute or you're handsome or,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, you're
like
also
that,
off
you know?
The market, so you can't go there too much.
No, but, yeah, but that's true. But, you know, I mean, people can comment and shit, you know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
You guys, Sam's going to put up some sexy pics on his Facebook, and if everybody could just, like, start a thread and start chiming in.
Yeah.
Don't
Everybody
you get one...
tells me how attractive I am.
Yeah, so why don't you get
It'll
one
definitely
of you.
Help me. I promise the shows will be better if you guys... shower me with compliments.
I think it's funny. Everybody wants to be adored.
Yeah.
It is true. It's
yeah,
really
that's true.
True,
you know. And here in L.A., it's hard to stand out. I mean, people don't really notice you, you know.
Yeah, no. You got to be, like, literally on fire walking around for people to kind of go, well, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's true.
That's true. It's true in L.A. People are too self-involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Or posers, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's kind of... I was just talking to a friend this morning. It's like everyone's trying so hard to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what you do. Everybody's trying to be hot, man.
Yeah. It's well, there's this pressure here, I guess. I don't know. You know.
But it becomes normal until you leave, and you're like, oh, right. People don't give a shit other places.
Yeah.
They're actually living life, and they're going to work, and they're taking care of their family, and they're,
right. You
know, they're going to a book club. I don't know. I'm just making shit up now. But I'm just saying, other places, it's more like, oh, okay, you know, tweak it here, tweak it there. But they're not. It's not culturally saturated in that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Whereas here, I mean, you know, I go work to work out, and I'm like, like today I just rolled out of bed, and I'm like, well, I'm definitely not going to chat with anyone today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know. Well, our guest apparently forgot to call us, or maybe they have it confused with another day. I mean, we changed the date so many times.
Why would we just act like
have
we,
it wrong.
Let's act like we didn't know that and just pretend like we're not on today. Let's not let everybody know that's listening.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's not our fault if
Sam,
the guest forgets.
We don't want to let them know we're not on our damn game. We're supposed to be professional.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with us. Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom. Sorry,
guys. Oh, God. All right. She's going to go, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back.
Coffee.
Yeah, right back.
Love it. obliterates the internet. Two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
That was a long line in the bathroom, that's why.
That was a long time, man.
No, a long line.
Okay,
long...
well, two songs worth. Give me a break.
Did you get your coffee?
Tell me something.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, how many shows fucking take bathroom breaks during the show? Okay.
People take breaks, Sam. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. Not when, that's when you're doing 50 minutes in the morning. Come on, Kara.
Look.
You know, I'm going to put you on a fucking bathroom regimen here where you're going to go when you're supposed to go. And that is before the show and after the show.
Shut up, man.
All right. Anyway, so...
I hope I never meet... whatever. I was going to say, I hope all the listeners, I never actually see them face to face. Because I will... I'll try to deny it all. What am I going to do?
Yeah, it doesn't really happen. She just needed a cigarette break.
No, just a long line. There's a lot of people in the line.
Yeah.
For the bathroom.
Well, couldn't you explain to them you're in the middle of a radio show? And to give you a right of way?
I mean, you can tell me, hurry up and wrap it up, because I got to get in there.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, breaking news. U.S. oil hits $100 a barrel for the first time since October 2008. So the first time in 3 years, oil is $100 a barrel. That means that our prices are going to keep going up. In fact, they're predicting $5 a gallon gas by the summer.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I told you, man. You know, all that turmoil and shit, man, that causes a lot of worry for investors in that, you know. So supply and demand, and if people think that the oil supply is in danger, the prices go up, and everybody's panicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, listen to this story. The Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, calls Mideast leaders should heed calls for change. Now, this is, I mean, you know, how bigger a joke can this asshole be? He wants the leaders to listen to the voices of their citizens that have taken to the streets. Now, this is a guy that crushed similar uprisings in his country with brute force.
And so
he's now telling the other leaders to let people express their opinions. Yeah. This guy, you know, the way you see him, I think he's more dangerous than anybody in recent memory. And, you know, because he's got nuclear weapons.
Oh, man.
And, you know, it's become a very dangerous neighborhood there. And that's why I was hoping our guest would call today. He's an American-Israeli, and I wanted to talk to him a little bit about the Middle East and what's going on there and stuff. But we'll rearrange it for another time. And, you know, you never know what happens to people. This is live radio, and these things happen sometimes, you know? So, yeah, but the Iranians having a nuclear bomb is dangerous for the whole world, not just for the Middle East.
Yeah, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, who knows where it's going to break next, but... Well, we'll keep you posted, I guess, like we're your news source here.
Stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, Sam here in the morning, because we know.
We know what's happening. We know what's going on. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you watch The Bachelor at all?
I don't. It just doesn't appeal to me. Do you watch it?
No, I don't. But, you know, when I catch glimpses of it, I just can't believe that a show like this is even allowed to be on the air.
What do you think about it? What do you mean, allowed to be there?
Well, I think it makes women look like pathetic.
I did too. I don't think it's sexy for women, because I think in the animal kingdom, and I mean this more just dating, I feel like men are the ones that are supposed to pursue women.
Right.
And they're supposed to adore women. They're supposed to fight for women. And so when women start adoring men, fighting for men, it's just not becoming. It's not flattering to any woman.
No, that's true, but it does happen. I mean, if you watch like all these Jerry Springer and shit. And,
yeah, but that's like bottom of the barrel. That's true.
It,
that's what makes it funny. And I think maybe even with the show, why the show is successful is that a bunch of men fighting for a woman, like men, maybe they're not as interesting as a bunch of women. It's more unnatural, so it's more fascinating.
Right.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do. And it's every man's dream, too.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, most of the writers are, you know, most of the writers in Hollywood are young men, or not necessarily young men, maybe middle-aged or whatever, and they have these fantasies.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll see a lot of movies are like male fantasies and shit. Remember American Beauty?
I mean, yeah. I think I could tell usually like when I see something in a movie and it's clear that that was written by a man because that's not natural.
No.
Like I think that there's been a lot of scenes where as a woman I don't identify because it's something that a man wishes, you know, which a lot of movies suspends disbelief and it's the concept of you're doing fantasy and you're trying to create something, but sometimes it's just so inaccurate of women. And I think what happens is women start to play into what men think and want.
Yeah.
But it's and women propel it not because it's true, but because it's you know, it's more of the way a woman, you know, she wants to be adored, so she'll. I think a lot of porn is like that too, where women, not all of them, but they play into the fantasy of what a man wants.
Uh-huh. Obviously.
And they get off becoming those things, but it's not really their choice or what they, meaning it's not really their taste or appetite. It's really more finding out what a man likes and kind of being that.
Yeah. But what about Sex and the City? Don't they like go after men and stuff?
Well, it's I'm not up completely on the show, but from what I've watched, you know, there's these four different characters and they're all different types of women. So like, for example, the character of Samantha, she's very sexually aggressive and independent and very, very proud.
Right, and yet that show is aimed at women.
It is. You know? So it is aimed at women. But I think that
maybe the writers are men.
No, I'm saying it's all different. All these different women living in the city and their different experiences.
Right.
So there's Samantha who is very promiscuous. And then you've got Charlotte who wants to just get married and settle down and wants, she doesn't do that. Then you've got, I think Miranda, who's the very career driven lawyer who she's not promiscuous at all, but she's, you know, more focused on her career. And then you have, Carrie who's kind of, it's all centered around and she's an editor and, she's kind of maybe a mix of all of them.
Right.
So they're different facets of a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this show is obviously successful, and I think it's fun. It's not personally, I don't know. I think there's something a bit kind of cold about the show.
The Bachelor, you
No,
mean?
Sex and the City.
Oh, Sex and the City, yeah. But The Bachelor, I don't know. And the guy, I mean, where did they find these guys? You know, I mean, granted, he's handsome and everything, but... He's stupid. He's dumb as hell.
Yeah. Do you even identify with the guy? Who is it?
No.
That guy?
How
is he
can
from,
you?
Is he from Texas? This guy?
I don't know who he is. You know, I mean, he looks familiar. Was he on the show before or something? Is this like his second time?
I really don't know, but I just
it's
know
my
that.
Question. I think it is his second time or something.
Yeah.
They brought him back. Yeah. So yeah, yeah. So you know, I mean, that show is just. You know, I don't know. It makes the women look desperate and pathetic.
Mm.
So I don't think it helps women at all.
Mm. No, I don't think it's cool. But I think a lot of women use it kind of as a... they use it sometimes as like a way to get recognition and maybe be seen as a celebrity, you know, that can get other gigs from it. I don't know.
Right.
Like what is it, the past Bachelor or Bachelorette and... They're in every OK or Us Weekly magazine, and they're talking about their wedding and this, that, and the other, and they're planning this, and it shows them going shopping and all this stuff, and it's like they're getting money off of it.
Yeah. So finally, you know, Chris Brown now can get near Rihanna, but he just can't bother her. That's what a judge decided, and they lifted the stay-away order imposed on him 2 years ago. So he just can't bother her, but he can come near her. Is she still interested in him? Do you know?
No, I think she's totally moved on.
Yeah? Because she sort of like forgave him, right? I mean, that was like before he went to court, they were still okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that she was in a way, like kind of going back and forth of what she wanted to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard for women. I mean, you get emotionally invested and involved, and then the guy decides he's going to punch you, and you're like, should I stay or should I go? I guess it's a tough decision.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what it's like to be in that position, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and who knows what's going on in the family of Billy Ray Cyrus, man. He's just, he makes statements and stuff, you know, and now he says he's that fame destroyed his family and that he was scared for his daughter.
Mm.
And so now he says he's going to pay more attention to his family and they're going to work together to make things work.
Mm.
So that's good, you know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, thank you so much for joining us. I know the show was a little shorter because someone needed a break, but we gave you some music to pass your time and enjoy yourselves.
There you go.
So anyway, thank you all for joining us. We always love you, and we'll be back here tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.